Today's guest is someone you should get to know. So I'm very excited today and honored to have both Henry and Laura Clemens with us. And they are they've started this incredible apothecary / healing center, wellness center, just in if any of you are familiar with our old wonderful SoPro, right downtown on Cedar Street, they have taken over that facility and put together a beautiful apothecary called Tendrils. And again, my name is Lindy with Let Your Color Out Life. And I like to interview people pursuing passion and purpose and people who have maybe taken a path a little less traveled and seen areas where we could find improvement. And certainly I have two beautiful souls in here who are doing that. And as a native local to Sandpoint, Idaho, I am so grateful to have people with this kind of consciousness moving to Sandpoint that are taking care of our area and not just coming in and looking for commercial opportunity. So with that little bit, I want to just introduce both Laura and Henry. And thank you for coming onto our show. Laura is an incredible herbalist, and Henry comes with a lot of business sense, but also this ability to give us great health coaching and just really helping all of us out there trying to get our health as a priority. So thank you for joining me. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
And you've come from Boulder, so why don't you each just tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I'm originally from Philadelphia, and I moved from there to actually Boulder, Colorado, to go to herb school. So as a younger person, I was sick. I have celiac, and at that time, they weren't really diagnosing it. And so I went through this big journey. I actually entered into acupuncture school in Philadelphia when I was 18, through being introduced to it through my cousin, who actually is a Zen Buddhist monk.
Oh, wow.
And so he brought me down to Chinatown, and it took about 3 or 4 places until someone would see me. And so they put me on a macrobiotic diet and gave me herbs, which definitely helped, but we still weren't sure about what was going on. But my life really did change from that.
But this was before celiac was even
before
kind
celiac,
of a thing.
I was not diagnosed. They just said I had colitis. And so, and because that diet just had really no wheat in it, I was thriving. And
isn't
so I looked
amazing
for school. Yeah. And then I went to the community college, offered acupuncture classes with this man from China. He graduated from the Shanghai University.
Okay.
So he was a doctor, and he moved to Philadelphia. He actually still runs a school and his own place. It's fairly large. He has 2 places now.
In
Philadelphia
in
area.
In Philadelphia, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow. And so it's called the Sheng Nung Institute.
And he was your first sort
teacher.
Of teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? You're sort of grappling at something, and you're like, I'll start with acupuncture.
Yes. 'Cause
when you start feeling better, you're like, wow, the bodies are an amazing resource when we give it a good environment.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were searching and searching for answers. I was in pain a lot. I was in and out of the hospital. No one really knew why. We turned to herbs and looked at acupuncture because my mother said, why don't we try basil tea?
Nice.
This is what my mom used to do. And it helped.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
It
there's some
woke
old remedies
me up
that are sadly gone away. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember my grandma would always put a pack of something on my abdomen. I can't, it'll come to me. Or colloidal silver. A lot of those old remedies that.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so your mother said basil tea.
Yeah.
It started working.
Yeah, it started working. It started helping.
And then you went into the herb school from after acupuncture or?
Yes. So, through Dr. Gu, he started a alternative kind of healthcare helping system where we'd give some percentage off to a company, an alternative company or people for advertising.
Right.
So this one woman, actually what really pushed me over the edge, she said, well, how can I advertise if you don't know what I do? Why don't you come and see me? I do Reiki. So I went to her home. It was not Reiki. It was this shamanic awakening, essentially. And excuse me, she had me just lay on the bed. She had me talk, do all this visualization. She knew things about me that I didn't even know. Mm-hmm. And it really did wake me up to my passion and following my passion and not staying in a place that didn't support it anymore.
Oh, that's terrific. And just the alternative modalities of healing rather than just our Western medicine, which, again, I've lived with MS in the body for 15 years, and I have nothing but gratitude for, you know, the science behind a lot of the infusions that I've taken and that sort of thing. But you really, as a patient, you need to look at everything. We are a whole being, and herbs is a big part of it that's really emerging. And some of these older remedies are coming back.
Yes, they are. And that, and in true herbalism, that is where the study comes from, these old remedies. And so out of there, I went to the Rocky Mountain Center for Botanical Studies. It doesn't exist anymore. Feather Jones was the teacher there who led, she ran the school. And Paul Bergner, he's in Oregon now. He was our clinical director. And the very first day we walked in, I felt like my life had started.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, Laura, that's an amazing school. It is. You know, they do say you end up teaching what healed you.
Yeah.
You end up really, I mean, that's a real, a lot of healers, it's like, you know, whatever healed me, I tend to use in my professional realm and scope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's terrific. We're so lucky to have you moving into our town. I feel just so grateful for both of you and the commitment you've made. And that is a perfect segue into, speaking of commitment, Henry has created a remarkable, again, this apothecary. It's on Cedar. You've driven by it. Everybody's probably like, what is that little place there on Cedar? And it's called Tendrils. And there's a whole meaning behind the title, the meaning of tendril. And just Henry's done a lot of the handyman and the design inside. And Henry, welcome. Thank you for your contribution to our community.
Oh, thank you very much. before I talk about myself, I want to continue to plug my fantastic wife. There are very few clinical herbalists who have been practicing consistently for 20 plus years in the country. Laura is truly just a wealth of knowledge. She studies constantly. She has studied with everyone from Dr. Aviva Ram, who developed the functional medicine program for Yale, and over to the other side of the pendulum swing, which is Miss Beatrice Waite, who is was a Mayan healer in Belize. And so Laura holds both traditional lineages as well as very conventional lineages of direct transmission study with incredible healers from all around the world. And she applies that every day, and I've seen her just working magic with people for decades, and it's truly a wonder to behold the work that she does. So if anybody out there needs an herbalist, which you all do.
We all actually really do. We really, really do. We'll get into that. One of the segments, we're really just going to spend time talking to Laura. So bear with us. Those of you who've joined us, I just want to get a quick introduction, and then we'll jump into a little bit of the content about their healing center, again, that you've created. So tell us just a bit about Tendrils, and then we do need to take a break, and we'll come back in and let you really elaborate on it.
Sure. Well, let's see. My healing journey started as a very small child. My father is a veterinarian, and my mother's a conservation biologist. So I split my time between operating rooms for both large and small animals and the biology department at the University of Wisconsin. And when I was 6-7 years old, I was co-teaching dissection labs at the university.
But
at college level, because I'd been through so many dissection labs, I was able to manage them while my mom graded papers. And I think I assisted in my first operation in formal surgery when I was 9. So I've been exposed to the science and the conventional medical modality for as long as I can remember. But I also am somewhat of a rebel, and so I knew that there was more out there to study. And I drifted in my early 20s after a hockey career. I drifted into traditional apprenticeships with both Western herbalists, which is how I met my lovely wife, and also with indigenous healers from the United States, Mexico, and in South America as well. And I spent the better part of 10 years in close traditional apprenticeships. So as far as my formal education in alternative medicine, it's minimal. However, I went very much the old course and have received a number of transmissions through a lot of suffering.
Yeah, we learn by digging into our own health so often.
Yeah.
And you know, those old modalities of teaching are pretty intense. For example, I would be starved for weeks and months at a time with very little food and just told to drink medicinal tea, and these are not psychotropic teas, it's just blood cleansing tea, and do that.
For how long? I'm dying here. I'm like, wow, I could do that for a day.
I think my longest fast was 4 weeks.
Wow.
I have a friend whose his training was even more intense. His fast would last for years.
Wow.
But nonetheless, so that's sort of where my training in the plants comes from, is the older methodology. But I also have a degree in biochemistry and molecular biology from the University of Colorado at CU Boulder, and a degree of psychology from Naropa University. So I'm sort of all over the place.
Well, we are really, again, as a local, born and raised, I mean, I am so grateful. I think, you know, the change is very difficult. However, seeing people like you come in, bringing these kinds of gifts, to have these people in person that don't have to phone or travel far and wide. I mean, you're actually coming to our town with your amazing wisdom. That is brilliant, and I feel very lucky, as should all of you listening out there. And again, I'm sitting here with Laura and Henry Clemens, who have started Tendril's Apothecary, or Tendril, I'm saying that correct? Tendril?
Yes, Tendril.
And it's really remarkable. When we come back, we're going to take a short break, and thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. And when we come back, we'll get into a little bit about what the actual, it's not really a spa, it's a wellness center. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a wellness center. All right, we'll be right back. Thank you for listening.
Northern Quest, the game's not over when the clock runs out. You can play longer than anywhere else in town with the most slot titles and more payouts. Not to mention the lowest bets, the highest limits, and the most live table games around. Plus, with our all-new Turf Club Sportsbook, you can do way more than just watch your favorite teams. So come on out and make every day game day, only at Northern Quest. What makes Camas Rewards at Northern Quest the best loyalty card in the region? Easy. It lets you earn and redeem points in more ways than just gaming. We're talking everything from steaks at Maslow's, pub grub at Epic, and spa days at La Rive, to shopping at Windfall and fuel at our Kalispell Chevrons. You name it. And if you sign up now, you could win up to $2,022 in reward play instantly. No one does rewards quite like Northern Quest.
Safeway and Albertsons are hiring experienced supermarket refrigeration technicians. If you want a stable career with full benefits, paid time off, 401k, employee discounts, signing bonus up to $10,000 based on experience and more, this is the job for you. Apply online or in person. Don't forget to bring your resume. Interviews will be held March 10th and 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and March 12th from noon to 4 p.m. at the Hampton Inn & Suites, 16418 East Indiana Avenue in Spokane Valley, Washington. For more information, go to Indeed.com or Craigslist. Safeway and Albertsons, an equal opportunity employer.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Meet radon. Radon is a gas. Invisible, colorless, and odorless. Radon exposure is the second highest cause of lung cancer in Idaho. Radon comes from the breakdown of uranium in the soil. It can build up in your home, particularly during the winter months when your home gets less fresh air. The only way to know you are being exposed to radon is to test for it. It's easy to get started. Visit www.radonidaho.org.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Oh gosh, welcome back. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. Again, I love to talk to people pursuing passion and purpose, and usually the people I talk with, they are ones that have gone through some sort of a healing modality of their own and bringing it into the world somehow. So again, I'm talking with Lara and Henry, and we are going to continue with Henry. He just started to introduce himself a bit and give us some pretty impressive credentials, but now what he is really built is Tendril Apothecary, and it is beautiful. So if any of you haven't seen it, you need to go in there. I mean, Lara, I will get into your portion of it, but it is so beautiful to see all of your herbs there and on the shelves that you built out of a yellow pine or was
Ponderosa
it? Ponderosa. Yellow, yeah. Ponderosa. We have two names up here in North Idaho.
Yes. But
anyway, so tell us a bit about the apothecary and some of your offerings. I have had the pleasure of enjoying a few of their services as well. And so go ahead and elaborate a bit on just what people should know when they walk in the door.
Sure. If it's all right, I'd like to tell just very briefly the birth of Tendril story.
It's your show. You bet.
Okay, great. So we were living in Colorado a few years ago. We've moved back and forth from Sandpoint to Colorado a few times over the years. It's one of the places that we just fell in love with in the course of our travels. And so we were living back in Colorado, and it seemed that we were on the verge of opening up an extension to the local herb schools because we kept on receiving herbalists who had graduated but still didn't know how to make medicine or how to find the medicine or in some ways how to use the medicine because, you know, you come out of school, you're fresh, everything's exciting, but not necessarily a lot of experience with application.
Right.
So we were on the verge of setting up a farm and all of these things. And that's right when COVID started getting very popular. And my father came down with COVID while he was traveling. And he made it through the preliminary infection. But then the secondary infection, which is extremely common, nearly killed him. And so he was on the road working, and he made it back here to Sandpoint, which is his home base, and laid in bed for a few weeks and just got worse and worse and worse until my sister called me up and tearfully told me, "You got to get up here. Dad's going to die." And so I said, "Okay, I'll be up there tomorrow." And then I walked inside and I said, "Lara, will you go up to Sandpoint and save my dad?" There was never any question that he was savable, you know, with Lara's expertise and capacity. And so I wasn't even truly concerned. Of course, somewhat, but we sent her up. And within 2 weeks of Lara taking care of him, he was healthier than he had been even before he got the illness initially. And my father's partially retired, semi-retired. He was semi-retired. But he was so inspired by this near-death experience and also filled with gratitude that he wanted to, he offered to redirect his retirement funds to building this apothecary in gratitude to Lara, in a way to share Lara's skills and capacities with the world.
With the world, yeah.
And Sandpoint community specifically. Mm-hmm. And also to have family around him. We've been somewhat of a gypsy family our whole lives, so he was interested in having our children know him a little bit better and whatnot as we sort of take this next stage of life. So really,
wow.
Tendril Apothecary arose out of this moment of gratitude, but there was no premeditation. It spontaneously sort of appeared, and it came to us here. It the possibility was not, oh, we can set it up anywhere. It was here, you know,
here in Sandpoint specifically, yes.
And
our win again. For those of you listening in North Idaho, if you haven't seen it, this is a healing team you want to network with, and the modalities you have in the facility are incredible.
That's right. And so,
and it complements anything that you've got going on Western.
That's right.
So that's okay too, but this is really a great, it's beautiful.
Our mission is not to continue to bolster this perception that there are strict divisions between healing modalities. We believe that every tool has the proper use at the proper time.
They complement.
We absolutely love conventional Western medicine, but it's got a proper place and a proper time. If you have a cold or...
Or as you, like with me and my diagnosis, it took me 15 years until I could change my essence. I mean, I've changed my entire focus and my body is now in balance.
That's right.
And when it's not, then I need to go back to Western a bit until I can get back in balance and pull in my healing tools, which you offer. And
that's right. And so one of our big missions is also education. And we've just recently launched our first class series. By the way, we've only been open for 2 months. So, you know, we're getting it together.
They've got it together.
But so in order to complement the apothecary, which is a very main piece of what we're bringing to Sandpoint, also the expertise to utilize that apothecary for the benefit of the people in the area, and having we're drawing in practitioners who are working either out of our facility, like Lara and my father and myself, but also we're drawing in practitioners that we can coordinate with, that we can work with and partner with, and we're very much open to and encouraging conventional physicians to start this conversation with us as well as naturopathic physicians, acupuncturists, massage therapists, and whatnot. And so in an effort to complement all of these aspects of the business, we've also brought together a lot of the state-of-the-art equipment that people oftentimes do not have access to. And now more than ever, people are beginning to have both awareness and access to things like float tanks.
And more curiosity. I think the curiosity is really
that's right.
peaked.
In Spokane and Coeur d'Alene and the surrounding area down there, there's some float therapy places. There's a halo therapy. We'll plug Lara. I don't remember her last name, but she's got a halo therapy room down in Spokane.
The Spokane Salt Room.
The Spokane Salt Room.
They have a salt cave at this Tendrils, which is incredible.
Lara is fantastic. She's, and you know, we've been using.
No, you have a salt cave.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
That's what I, yeah.
Yes.
So you have the salt cave that, and again, I was a little skeptical, but it really was incredible when I had a cold.
It was a turning point for you, if I remember. And I can share 100%. That.
Please do. Yeah. Huh. In fact, tell us, we got to jump to a break again. This okay. hours just flies when we're going. I could spend 6 hours with you guys and I probably will. Tell us, so you have this great thing called Round the World, which is my, you know, I kind of went and was like, okay, you know, I like to try everything. I'm one of those. I'm just like, I'll try everything. And then whatever lands, like I did. And you have the cryo, you have the float tank, the
hyperbaric chamber. And the halo therapy room, which is the salt room.
The salt cave.
Those are the four main pieces of equipment. We also have a localized cryotherapy unit, which we use for joints and also facials, and it's
acute
got a number
injury.
Acute injuries. It's got a number of applications. Let's see. The hyperbaric chamber is a chamber that you sit inside of it. It pressurizes to 1.3 atmospheres, and then we deliver concentrated oxygen, about 98% pure oxygen, through a mask or cannula. And while people sit in the chamber under pressure, breathing concentrated oxygen, your blood oxygen levels increase to about 30%. But because of the pressure, it actually forces the size of the molecule into a slightly smaller formation. So then
it
increases
the blood.
It not just the blood, but it increases the oxygen's ability to perfuse tissues. So it can travel more easily and readily through cell membranes, through the blood-brain barrier, mm-hmm. and it's just a really fantastic therapy that we've been using with great effectiveness on a number of clients. And for anyone out there who's interested in experimenting on themselves, which is all very safe, but we are running clinical trials with our equipment and giving special opportunity deals for people who are interested in engaging in these clinical trials. So they have to follow a protocol of X number of sessions within X amount of time, and then fill out some paperwork so that we can kind of keep track
sure.
with metrics of it.
And just circling back, because we've got to jump into a break here. But so just, we had the hyperbaric and the cryo.
The cryo
is a cold.
That's right. It's a unit where you'll stand inside and we can drop the temperature down to 200 degrees below zero, and you stand there for about 3 minutes.
And then we've got the salt cave.
We've got the salt cave, which has fantastic artwork on the walls.
It is beautiful. And Henry actually did it. It is gorgeous. And again, you guys, people listening, I was skeptical because I felt like I can't breathe stuff into my lungs. I mean, I'm really, really concerned about healthy lungs, especially with COVID and everything out there. And it broke up stuff. It was so interesting. And
What we do is we grind up completely pure salt and we blow it in micron-sized particles into the air. So it's a very fine dust. And as you breathe it in, the salt goes in and it helps to loosen and liquefy hardened mucus, which is a big thing these days. It also significantly reduces bacterial, viral, and other microbial mm-hmm. cultures within the lungs. It's fantastic for general respiratory health. It's been shown to be great for asthma. I mean, the halo therapy is one of these things that there are a couple hundred years worth of documented research around it, and now it's really coming into the U.S.
It's the
in
old
a new
wisdom.
Way.
Go to the sea. If you have a cold, go to the sea. Breathe in the sea air. I mean,
yes.
So it's that on kind of steroids.
Yes. Yes. Actually, it's been shown that salt miners yeah. are some of the healthiest people.
Yeah, that's incredible. All right. Well, we'll jump to a break real quick, and I think we could have filled 3 hours today, but we'll just jump to a break and be right back, and we'll talk a little bit with Laura about the magical herbs that she works with every day. Thanks for listening to North Idaho Radio.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week, serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FDA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
You can't be an outlaw without breaking a few rules. It's our new independent three-link suspension and the feel of 1,000 cc's of turf-defying power. It's a tougher-than-nails attitude that leaves a clean cut and every other mower in its wake. There's a new class of outlaws in Bad Boy Country. Rule breakers, everyone.
Your exclusive North Idaho Bad Boy mower dealer is Jordan Sales and Service, 3200 West Southeast Way in Post Falls, or on the web at jordansales.com.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
What's better than the perfect cut of meat for a tasty meal? That's easy. The perfect cut of meat on sale.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only. With great savings on USDA Choice Boneless Beef New York Steak, Bone-In Pork Shoulder Roast, Boneless Beef Sirloin Tip Roast, and Boneless Pork Loin Roast. All on sale.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only. The savings are sizzling.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, Carpet One, and Sandpoint Furniture, also known as the Pondere Design Center. And that's what I want to talk about today, who and what we are, and all that we can provide in the way of making your house a home, just like the radio jingle. Well, it's never been more true than today. I think the best way to explain all that is by example. So let's say you're a building contractor in the beginning stages of a new home or a full-scope remodel. You've got a time frame and a budget to keep in check. You've used us before, so you're confident you can send your clients to our design center. And they'll see lots of product and make lots of decisions. Maybe they'll start at the Carpet One showroom and pick out bathroom, kitchen, and floor tile, carpet, wood flooring, and even area rugs. Then they'll come on over next door to our Selkirk Glass and Cabinet showroom. They'll see offerings shown in doors, windows, cabinets, shower glass, and more. And now, they've saved enough money, they'll want to head back over to our Sandpoint Furniture showroom to take a closer look at all the beautiful displays there. So whether you're a builder or a homeowner, you owe it to yourself to come check us out at the Pondere Design Center. That's the only place you need to go.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Everybody needs a little Black Betty today to kind of get up and get going, right? I love Ram Jam. Welcome back to North Idaho Radio, and again, sitting here with Laura and Henry Clemens, and I am very excited because we are going to jump into one of my, something that's just piqued my interest, because I've kind of, during COVID, I went to the garden. I kind of, you know, set the books aside, and I set all my, you know, teaching autoimmune people to just rest and digest, but and went to the garden, so the herbs have been very interesting. But before we do that, I just want Henry to tell us the last, not the last, there's other healing modalities, but the four when you do this round the world series is the float tank, and I want you just to just expand on that for a quick second.
Okay, the float tank is one of our more magical rooms and spaces, and inside the float tank, there is roughly 1,000 pounds of magnesium sulfate or Epsom salts, and in 200 gallons of water. And there are three main categories of benefit to the float tank. The first is musculoskeletal. The solution is buoyant enough that you can float a bowling ball in there.
It's kind of like the Dead Sea.
Yes.
I mean, it's like you're just, yeah, I did it. I loved it.
Yes.
It is, yeah, it's just you get like in a trance almost.
Yes. And
you say people sleep in there.
They do. Just the newbies.
Okay.
It's the closest thing to a zero gravity environment that we can really experience while we're in a gravitational field. And so your musculoskeletal system is able to fully relax and fully release truly for the first time in our lives, since maybe 4 months in utero when you start getting all squished up inside of the uterus. So you're able to just relax in a way that people have not experienced. And obviously there are a lot of musculoskeletal benefits for that, as well as neurological. And then you've also got the transdermal absorption of magnesium, which we tend to, not everyone, but chronically as a society, we tend to be somewhat magnesium deficient on the cellular level. Magnesium is so important for cellular function, for keeping that health,
for
relaxation, for immune system, for all of these things. And so when we try to ingest magnesium, it's a very inefficient absorption process when it goes through the digestive system.
Absolutely.
Most of it just runs right through us.
Yeah, no, I think it is a magical float tank. Again, it's this incredible experience that you can just drop into. So thank you, Henry. And again, how you've created it, it's just, it's lovely. And, you know, he didn't even talk about his skill set, but it's remarkable. He's built a lot of the shelves. He's built the art on the walls, and it's been lovely. So I hope any of you who haven't seen it can drop down there, and we'll tell you how to get in touch with them, and we maybe have a few offers for you that you can jump in there with. But in the meantime, let's spend a minute or two or 5 minutes with Laura. Tell us about this I perfect example. I walk in, I said, you know, I've been having, you know, I'm just a little out of balance. I'm a little out. And she's like, what? And I said, what can we try? And she's like, well, kind of hurt some of my things. She offered me frankincense in a capsule. I'm like, well, wow, I love frankincense, obviously, because the wise men carried it. And I don't know much about it. But I mean, those are the kinds of things you have. And so tell us a bit about that. Yeah. How you?
So frankincense itself
is
an anti-inflammatory. And so there's a lot of study around it now. In my own personal experience, I really find that it's what I call it. I said that it blesses the blood. So it's considered something that helps the liver clear the blood. And so my experience with it is with PMS, painful periods, maybe a little bit too much estrogen in the system, and it helps the liver clear out that excess estrogen, inflammation, bringing the liver really back into balance through clearing out excess hormones. So, and right now our apothecary is a little bit over 100 herbs, and we're continuing to grow. We look at each other and say, oh, we need this plant or we need this plant. Because when you've been working with plants as long as I have, and even our other clinical herbalist, Meryl Kasten, who's there, she's been working with plants over 40 years. You've worked with a lot and you've experienced a lot. And as an herbalist, you do take those plants in the same way that Henry was talking about, taking in the plant for a long time. That's also the way I encourage people to spend time with a plant, not just ingesting it, but taking a bath with it, sleeping with it under your pillow, putting it in a little purse, putting it on your body, sewing it up in something and keeping it with you, really creating a relationship with one plant at a time. Is a wonderful way to get to know the plants, not just studying in a book.
That's great advice.
Yeah. So the apothecary, we really started out with a handful of herbs that are nutritive. And so the style of herbalism that I practice is called vitalism or vitalist. And that's what Paul taught us in herb school, really, was to how to help the body raise its own vital energy. And so you do that through looking to nature. And so also at not just the apothecary, but each one of these that we offer, all these different modalities are also raising vital energy. So it's called biohacking. So again, it's actually using technology to raise vital energy. It's using technology to mimic nature. So it's really a well-rounded place to come to, in the sense of there's not just one modality, like there are float rooms and places like that in Spokane. They just do the float tanks.
Right.
So we have one of everything. So people have choices. They might feel more attracted to one thing or another. And then I can help them figure out a formula to increase their vitality through whatever it is that they're really seeking. And so if they're seeking anti-inflammatory, okay, well, what does that look like? What is your body doing? Let's talk about just what happened to you and not just about, you know, what mechanically happened to you, what your blood work says, but also how do you feel about it? Where are you emotionally? Where are you spiritually? And really addressing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so
the whole body.
The whole body, the whole being.
Mm-hmm.
Addressing the whole being.
So if somebody walked into you and said, gosh, you know, I'm feeling this weather, whatever, I'm pretty depressed, how would you start with them?
So I would just say, oh, what'd you have for breakfast this morning? And kind of get an idea on how are they taking care of themselves? What else are they doing to help with that? And so right now, I made a salt scrub, actually, really for myself, because I was needing that. That's made with some brightening essential oils and an infused St. John's wort oil that is used topically to help with seasonal affective disorder.
Hmm.
And so the salt is very invigorating to the skin. It brings blood to the surface of the skin. The oil you want it to sit and penetrate is along with essential oils that are specific for as anti-depressant
Wow.
and uplifting.
Is that available? You made extra? All right, those of you on these rainy days.
I always used to sell real estate.
I'm like, you either travel in March or you go take a nice hot bath with Laura's wonderful magic. We got to take our last break. This hour always goes so fast when I talk to wonderful people, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned.
Recreate an authentic experience at Northern Quest with Australian Pink Floyd. More than a tribute band, Australian Pink Floyd captures the genuine sound and atmosphere of the original band. Sunday, August 14th. Get your tickets now at northernquest.com.
Safeway and Albertsons are hiring experienced supermarket refrigeration technicians. If you want a stable career with full benefits, paid time off, 401k, employee discounts, signing bonus up to $10,000 based on experience and more, this is the job for you. Apply online or in person. Don't forget to bring your resume. Interviews will be held March 10th and 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and March 12th from noon to 4 p.m. at the Hampton Inn & Suites, 16418 East Indiana Avenue in Spokane Valley, Washington. For more information, go to Indeed.com or Craigslist. Safeway and Albertsons, an equal opportunity employer.
Need medical care? Knowing the care level needed and where to go can be stressful. Prepare for the unknown by establishing a relationship with a primary care provider before you become ill. Identify and note the closest ER and immediate care. Know how to access your health insurance information easily. At Bonner General Health, we provide emergency, immediate, and primary care services conveniently located on our hospital campus in downtown Sandpoint. Let us take the guessing out of your medical care. For more info, visit bonnergeneral.org.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
When it comes to a P1 FCU personal signature loan, we're all about understanding what makes you, well, you. We can help you finance your education, that big move, or even your next big adventure. You have your reason, we have your loan. Get started today at p1fcu.org/you. P1 FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. All loans are subject to P1 FCU membership, credit approval, and other underwriting criteria.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Okay, oh my gosh, we only have 6 minutes left. Welcome back to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. The best news for any of you who have stuck with us for this hour, we just agreed to do, if you go in and check out their shop and maybe want to be curious enough to try their modalities or some of their herbs, they will do buy three sessions and get one free. Buy three, get one free. So just mention the radio show. You heard them talking on Let Your Color Out Live or Lindy or something like that, and they'll honor it just to get you in the door. Because, again, as a patient, again, my whole commitment to this show is to try to get you to step into your own health and healing journey. They'll do their part to get us to do our part, but we have to step in as a patient with any kind of illness or stress or depression or whatever that is. So,
or curiosity.
And curiosity, yes. Don't be scared of this stuff. This is age-old wisdom. So tell us a bit about your classes and expand on the one you're going to teach.
Yeah, so we do have a bunch of different classes that we're offering this spring. And actually just starting next week, we'll have classes. And then the particular one that I'm doing is in April 6th. I'm having a kava ceremony/class. So we're going to be learning about the history and modern, old uses and modern uses of kava kava, and we will be drinking a lot of kava.
And of course, I said, what is kava? Because yes. I don't know. Tell us what kava is.
Yes. And so kava is, it's a plant. It's a root that we drink, and it's actually very relaxing. It's a muscle relaxant. It helps people sleep. It helps with social anxiety. So those mostly are our modern day uses, how we use it in tea or tincture. There's a young woman that actually comes into the shop, and she loves to drink it right before bed. It enhances her dreams in a very good way. Mm. So she loves the dreams that she has on kava. I can't wait to try that. And so this is going to be an experiential, an experiment in kava. So I'm really excited to share that class. And then I'm doing a spring tonics class. And that will be in the beginning of May. And we will actually just venture out into the garden right beside the store that we built. I'm mm-hmm. sure a lot of people have mentioned, we've been watching you build this garden. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. myself and Meryl actually built it. And we'll be venturing out there to harvest some of the wild weeds. And
dandelions, right?
It's dandelion time. Violets, you yeah. know, all what's out there. I don't know. I'm excited to see what's out there. And we're going to adventure out there and harvest some things and bring them in and make medicine.
So as we wrap up the show, again, Henry and Laura have created something so special in Sandpoint. It will be hugely, wonderfully successful because of your hearts and your commitment and your own journeys to bring it to this place. And I just want to let people know to get in there. I was curious enough. I went in, I bought this little package called Round the World, and I tried each of the modalities. And just from a patient perspective, I was a little concerned about the salt cave, as I mentioned, but the salt cave was really amazing when I had a deep cold. And the beautiful thing is you didn't turn me away. You're like, no, let me help you. I'm like, well, I got a bad cold with COVID. Everybody's so scared of everything now. It's kind of put up a red flag, and you were able to just put me in there. And I said, I just want to do a half hour. And you said, well, come back again and do another half hour. And I'm telling you, I am sold on the salt cave. The hyperbaric, I believe in that, as Henry elaborated on, and cryotherapy is incredible for the inflammation in the body. Might not be my thing, but the flume take is, baby.
The cryo is an engaging experience, to say the least.
Oh, yes, it is. It is cold. But I have at least started taking little cold showers, like turning that cold down and trying to sit in there for an hour.
Because
yeah, so we'll start. And that's the beautiful thing that both Henry and Laura can assist you with. And just they introduce these concepts that you can try at home and maybe taking a few herbs to add into the diet. You know, there's so many supplements out there. If you want, I think you could probably just bring your whole bag of supplements and say, this is all the stuff I take. And Laura could probably help you sort and sift. I mean, that's...
Absolutely.
And just,
absolutely.
You know, book a session with Laura and sort and sift your vitamins.
Also, if you're sick of paying full price or retail for your supplements, then we actually have the capacity to get you all of your supplements and more for significantly less than retail cost.
And that is a beautiful bonus. So, again, you're located at
532 Main Street.
Oh, I keep seeing Cedar. Mm-hmm. Well, if you just drive all the way up Cedar and go across the second stoplight,
yes.
There you are.
We're
it's
on
right
the
on the right hand side.
6th and Main.
6th and Main, right yeah. past the.
Across Lynn the street Care. From Lynn Care. That's
yes.
right.
Oh, there
across
we go.
The
okay,
Studio
perfect.
One Dance.
Studio One Dance, yes.
I just can't thank you enough for your coming to Sandpoint. I mean, I'm really glad that Hank got you here, that he got
you.
Sick. I'm not glad he got sick. I'm glad he got better and yeah. that you decided to land in Sandpoint. So thank you very much for your time. And I want to just thank all of the guests listening to North Idaho Radio. And again, go in and mention the radio show and try it. Get buy three, get one free. The prices are very reasonable. I will say your experiences are real reasonable. So thank you all for listening. I hope you have a beautiful, soggy day.